It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shalom Flemons, your host, joined by my wife, I'm Dreamed Of, Sister Maria. We're glad to be with you on this February 9th, and at this time, we will have our prayer.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to come together and to have worship. And now we pray that your Spirit would come and abide with us, teach us this morning the things we need to know. We ask for the anointing words to be granted to our pastor and for you to fill him with your Spirit as we continue to grow in grace and in wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
Before we begin, I want to share some information with you that I believe will be a blessing. We found out that when you have problems getting on want everybody to listen carefully because this is exciting news. If you have problems getting on, then send a text to 720-820-1429. Just put that as a number you're going to send a text to. And when you send that text, type, you know how you have to put something to type in the text? Just type call me, call me, C-A-L-L space M-E, like you're telling it to call you, call me. You will get a call back. It will not be from 720-820-1429. It may be a 206 number or whatever, but they'll find a number from their network to call you, and you'll automatically be on the broadcast. Okay? So you could do that. And I would say that even I'm not sure, but that may even work with those people who have carriers. I'll try to find out today if it'll work with any carrier, because you know how sometimes some of the carriers don't allow you to dial that number and you have to dial the backup number. But that is what they told me, that if you just text the number instead of calling the number and put call me in the text, it will call you back and you'll be on the broadcast. We did try it, and it did call us back, and we were on the broadcast. So just want to mention that and pass that on to people that you know may would like to be on but maybe couldn't get on because of the carrier that they had. And also, we did make the adjustment to what we call turn on the internet radio. So people, I was just thinking about Sister Cabin, if she's wanting to be on in Bermuda and she goes to and she's on right now. If you go to freeconferencecall.com on your cell phone, your computer, your iPad, whatever you might have, freeconferencecall.com/wall/TORWM. And then just go scroll down. If it gives you the option to turn on the radio, turn it on. But our radio is on, so your radio may automatically be on because we turned it on here. So that means that anybody who wants to listen, and you can share this with anybody in the world, if they can get to that website, they can be listening to the broadcast. Okay? So we just want to encourage you along that line, and we're going to have our worship at this time. And our worship is entitled, God Understands. We talked yesterday about how Lucifer does not understand selfishness, cannot understand love, but God understands. All right. Praise God. Let me do something. I need to make an adjustment here. That's not what I want. Okay. There we are. All right, friends, let's pray. Father in heaven, bless us as we worship you now and in our worship now. We've been worshiping you, Father, and we pray that you will bless us as we study this beautiful chapter. And we thank you for all you've done for us in Jesus' name. Amen. This is again from Homeward Bound. It says, of his fullness we have all received and grace for grace, John 1:16. Since Jesus came to dwell with us, we know that God is acquainted with our trials and sympathizes with our griefs. I don't know what that noise was. Okay. Yes, everything's okay. Every son and daughter of Adam may understand that our Creator is the friend of sinners. For in every doctrine of grace, every promise of joy, every deed of love, every divine attraction presented in the Savior's life on earth, we see God with us. Satan represents God's law of love as a law of selfishness. He declares that it is impossible for us to obey its precepts. The fall of our first parents with all the woe that has resulted, he charges upon the Creator, leading people to look upon God as the author of sin, suffering, and death. Jesus was to unveil this deception. As one of us, he was to give an example of obedience. For this, he took upon himself our nature and passed through our experiences. In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, Hebrews 2:17. If we had to bear anything which Jesus did not endure, then upon this point, Satan would represent the power of God as insufficient for us. Therefore, Jesus was in all points tempted, like as we are. He endured every trial to which we are subject, and he exercised in his own behalf no power that is not freely offered to us. Friends, if Jesus overcame, we can overcome the same way, but we have to do the same thing. He communed with his Father. He did not let his mind just run rampant. He controlled his thoughts by surrendering them to God, his Father, and claiming promises and staying in the Word. That's how Jesus overcame. It says, and he exercised in his own behalf no power that is not freely offered to us. As a human, he met temptation and overcame in the strength given him from God. He says, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. As he went about doing good and healing all who were afflicted by Satan, he made plain to all the character of God's law and the nature of his service. His life testifies that it is possible for us also to obey the law of God. By his humanity, Christ touched humanity. By his divinity, he lays hold upon the throne of God. As the Son of Man, he gave us an example of obedience. As the Son of God, he gives us power to obey. It was Christ who, from the bush on Mount Horeb, spoke to Moses, saying, I am that I am. And to us he says, I am the good shepherd. I am the living bread. I am the way, the truth, and the life. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I am the assurance of every promise. I am, be not afraid. God with us is the surety of our deliverance from sin, the assurance of our power to obey the law of heaven. Isn't that beautiful? God with us. You know, when it says God with us is the assurance of our delivery from sin, you should think of justification. And when it says the assurance of our power to obey, then God with us is the assurance of sanctification. Friends, we can be like Jesus. We can be just like him in every moment of the day. And that's what we want to be. That's what we need to be. And God wants us to be like Jesus. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus.
Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock.
Father in heaven, thank you very much for the fact that we have God with us, giving us deliverance from sin and power to obey. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to put sin out of our lives by accepting this wonderful gift. We pray that if we are converted, we will truly have the love in our hearts for others. We will forgive. We will not have evil thoughts of jealousy, envy, those types of things. And we pray for your Spirit to guide and direct us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good, my brothers and sisters. It's time now for us to transition with the Torso song, and we do so at this time. Don't forget, if you have trouble getting on this broadcast, please pass this around. Just text 720-820-1429, and in the box where you can put your text information, just say, call me, and send it, and you'll get a call back. All right, my friends, God is good. At this time, we will transition to wellness with our torso song.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and your abnormalities may be autoimmune, butter, meat, egg. eggs and cheese. Line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with you can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to
All right, for our wellness segment, we want to give you some principles about weaning off of medication. Now, the first thing we want to say is I am not a medical doctor. What I am telling you is information you can share with your doctor. And if you want your doctor to help you with this, that's fine. I want to talk to your doctor about that. These aren't things that all of this isn't things that they learn in medical school. However, as an individual, I can make my own choices, and I will tell you most people are over-medicated, okay? Most people are over-medicated, and so that's my disclaimer. I'm not telling anybody what to do. You talk to God about it. You can talk to your doctor about this, but I am telling you, as a medical missionary for 35 years plus, I'm telling you what has been successful for people, and that's what I'm sharing with you today. One thing that you need to understand is that drugs don't cure disease. Now, that I can stand on in the Word of God through, because the Bible said there is a spirit of prophecy, and that's what the Bible says, and we recognize that that prophetic gift has been manifested and is continuing to be manifested. Anytime that you have a dream from God that tells you what to do, that's the spirit of prophecy. When God told Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, to go into Egypt, that was a prophetic dream. He told him that what Pharaoh was going to, not Pharaoh, what the powers that be were trying to do. So he told him a prophecy that if you stay here, you're going to be in trouble. So that was prophetic. That's still the spirit of prophecy. It's a prophetic utterance. So anytime you get a dream, a vision from God, and the Bible says in the last days we will have them. Now, that doesn't mean because I got a dream, I'm a prophet. I'm not a prophet. I believe God has given me dreams sometimes, but I'm not a prophet. And be careful if you want to claim to be a prophet. You need to make sure you're a prophet, because the Bible says a prophet in Deuteronomy, and if they say anything that doesn't come true, or they give a prediction that does not come true, they are a false prophet. So that's a special gift, my friend. All right, getting back to our health segment, what I was sharing with you is the same person who wrote that book, The Ministry of Healing, which says drugs don't cure disease, tells us that, you know, we need to be weaning off. We need to be educating away from drug medication. But it tells us that disease is simply an effort of your body to get rid of toxins and to bring things back into balance. So we had a recent talk on hypertension, and I have a illustration that I share in our class. And basically it shows like five different categories of hypertension. And in all of them, at the very top, it just shows that all the body's trying to do is get what it needs. Okay? So when you have cholesterol blocking arteries, the cells don't get what they need. So it sends a message, we're not getting what I need, so it raises the blood pressure. So the bottom line is blood pressure medication, just to change things by slowing down the heart rate or the heartbeat or relaxing the vessels, that's not giving you what you need. The body is saying, hey, I'm not getting what I need. And so because of that, it raises the blood pressure. When you eat too much salt and the volume of the blood just blows up, it gets too much volume because salt attracts water, then it's harder. The fluids have expanded, so the fluid bringing the nutrition and the oxygen and everything, it's kind of watered down. So that means you're not getting what you need. So the body says, I got to raise my blood pressure. Of course, it raises it too, because it takes more pressure to push all that fluid through the vessels, okay? So the body is simply saying, okay, well, I've got to raise the blood pressure in response to what I did, okay? When you have a lot of stress, your body's constantly in fight or flight. Well, you're going to need more nutrition and oxygen and water to fight or flee, the fight or flight. So the body raises the blood pressure, okay? So the bottom line is medication doesn't cure that. The body is sensing what it needs, and so it's raising the blood pressure to give it what it needs. When you understand that, then when you say, okay, I'm going to give my struggles to God and stop having stress, undue stress, I'm going to stop eating all this salt, all this meat and dairy, which is clogging my arteries. I'm going to stop, eating, you know, toxic foods and other substances that cause constipation, which adds more toxins in the blood. When you give your body what it needs, it says, oh, I'm getting all the oxygen, nutrition, and water and everything I need in my cells. I don't need to send a message to raise the blood pressure. And so the blood pressure starts coming down. Now, that being said, because of that, when you start doing those things, you will need medication less and less. However, some people go cold turkey on certain medications and they get traumatized because, the body is so used to that toxin. It's an addictive concept, it gets used to that. And so you don't want to shock it. So one principle that I would like to leave with you is if the medication that you are taking deals with some kind of, vital sign, okay? We have vital signs, checking the blood pressure and the respiration, those types of things. If something is really, really, let's say, for example, you're on a seizure medication and you start changing your lifestyle and diet, because a lot of seizures are due to lifestyle and diet. If it was me, I wouldn't cold turkey off of the seizure medication because the body becomes used to that. And a seizure is very, very traumatic for the body. Some of these things can be lethal. I would wean off. If I was giving my body what it needed and it no longer needed necessary, I would wean off. And so if you're taking one tablet, I know a situation where a person was taking two tablets in the morning and one at night, and then they started by just taking one in the morning and one at night, and did that for a few days. And then they might have started just taking half in the morning and one at night, and they did that for a few days. And then they took half in the morning and half at night and did that for a few days. And then, maybe don't take the morning one, but still take the evening one, the half, that type of thing. You get the concept? Just a slow weaning. And so the body wasn't shocked into this big change. It was gradual. And they were able to do that and not have a seizure. People who are on hypertension medication, just go cold turkey off of it. That's not the best way. Generally speaking, do the same thing, same concept that I just gave you there. And it won't tend to shock your body because these drugs are toxic. They deal strictly with the symptom. They deal with how do I get this blood pressure down. But remember, the blood pressure is high because the body's sensing something. And so that's why drugs don't cure. And then eventually, because that medication to deal with the symptom causes other toxic problems, then you have to take other drugs to counteract that, and you have to take other drugs to counteract that. And before you know it, you're on a bucket load of medication. And so just by giving the body what it needs, you can overcome. Now, let's say your sugar is high, and you're taking glipizide or metformin or whatever, and then all of a sudden your sugar kind of goes low. Those medications, generally speaking, people can just stop because what is it doing? It's just lowering your blood sugar, and you already lowered your blood sugar. So, people have often been able to do that. So it just depends on the medication, what it's doing. Again, if it's some vital organ, vital function that is challenged, like brain, heart, those two, just think of mainly brain, heart specifically, definitely wean off. And hypertension deals with the heart as well. So I would go slower on that. Now, you can improve your body. And sometimes the improvement is gradual. Sometimes the medication can. So if you're diabetic and you're taking a certain amount of insulin, then you start changing your lifestyle and diet, and you find yourself constantly on the low side of normal, or you might have had a little scare because you had some sweats and stuff, your blood sugar dropped, then the thing to do is, people are so amazing. Some people do that and say, I can't use that diet. My blood sugar dropped too low. They don't realize, the medication is too strong now that you're changing your lifestyle. But people don't always think that way. They think they had a bad episode because their blood sugar dropped too low, and they say, I can't do that vegan diet, or I can't do that health plant-based diet. And they've just looked at that whole thing wrong. Stop the medication or lower the medication, you see? And so sometimes as it gets lower, then you just start taking less and less of that insulin as you exercise more and you eat a plant-based diet, whole foods, lots of beans and grains and things of this nature. So I just wanted to give you those basic principles. Weaning is generally safe for just about any drug medication, but definitely do weaning when the issue is in the brain, issues in the heart, and you're giving your body what it needs, and so that your body no longer needs that medication or needs it less and less. Those are the principles that as medical missionaries we use. And, you know, God has been very good to us in this way. And I've had people that ran into bad times and couldn't afford their medication and just said, okay, I can't buy it, so I just guess I'm going to die. And they got well when they got off the medication, went cold turkey just because they couldn't afford it. So God has done some amazing things. I just want to say that if we can be judicial and wise about the movement of away from medication, it's safer, and what you'll have less, you know, challenges. All right? I want to mention this, and so I'm so excited about it. One of our sisters from Ohio, we were in a discussion about this, so I don't know if you were on when I mentioned it. If you can't get in, then send a text message to that number. That number, 728-2014-29. You will get an immediate call back, they say within 2 minutes. You'll get a call back from another number. It won't be a 728-20 number, right? But it's a call back, and you will automatically be on the broadcast. So you just send a text, but the text should say, call me. So you text 728-2014-29. So if you've got already that programmed in your phone, if you call that Torso Worship and Wellness, whatever you call it, send a text to that number. And then in the box where you can type your word, type call me, okay? And then send it and then wait for a callback. That's what they said. Now, if that works, now I can tell you we tried it when we weren't on the broadcast. We just tried it in the evening, and my wife and I both got a callback. So I want to tell you that. Also, I have verified that we had to turn on the radio, so we have done that. So you can go to freeconferencecall.com/wall/TORWM. TORWM is what I said. So freeconferencecall.com/wall/TORWM. Also, all of these broadcasts are now on Facebook, so you can go there. Or if you want to just listen, or you can go to our TORWM.org website. That's not our main website. That's our worship and wellness website, TORWM.org. All right, excited about that. So we have representation from South Carolina and from Alabama, I believe, and on Facebook. And then on the call, we have Ohio, we have Alabama, we have Delaware, we have Ohio, we have Oklahoma, we have Ohio and Georgia on the phone line. All right, my friends, it's time to share one with another. We have time. I believe we have about, close to 20 minutes to the top of the hour. If there's anyone that would like to share anything, please feel free to do so at this time. All right, we've got our dear sister Lenny on the line. Good morning, sis.
Good morning. I wanted to give a little testimony. I went to the store, went shopping last week, and I picked up some paper towels and some other items. I had the paper towels down on the rack. And I got to the car, put everything in the car, and got home, wiped everything off like I do, and was putting everything away, and I picked up my receipt, and I realized I didn't pay for my paper towels. I was like, oh, my goodness. And I was like, I'll get back to the store. So I remembered I had to go the next day anyway. So I said, okay, I think that would be all right. I'll just wait until tomorrow, and I'll go. I went, never thought about the paper towels to pay for the paper towels. A whole week passed. I did not think about them. I was going back into that same store on Monday, and as I'm walking in, I'm hearing, don't forget to pay for those paper towels. And I said, oh, my goodness. And so I went right to the customer service, and lady asked me, can I help you? And I said, yes. I said, I was here last week. I'm so sorry. I said, I forgot to pay for my paper towels that I bought. Well, she looked at me like in disgust, and she said, what? And I said, I want to pay for those paper towels that I got last week. She said, ma'am, I'm sure they forgot all about those paper towels. You don't have to pay for those paper towels. And I said, Yes, I do have to pay for those paper towels, and that's what I want to do. And she said, listen, okay, go back and get the paper towels that you bought, and you have to bring them up here. And I said, no, I don't have to do all that. Can't you just look it up, you know? And she said, oh, okay. She was very hesitant. She looked them up, and she was going through all the paper towels, and I said, that's them right there. And she looked at me, and she said, okay, she said, do you know how many people come into this store, and I'm sure they leave stuff they don't pay for and all that? I said, ma'am, I have nothing to do with that. I'm going to pay for those paper towels. And she said, well, nobody's going to know whether you paid for them or not. I said, I know, and God knows. I really believe that it took me that long to remember to pay for them because I needed to talk to that young lady. And so she was staring at me, and she said, when I said, I know and God knows, I don't want that on my record. And she kind of stepped back a little bit, and she looked at me funny, and she said, oh, okay. So I gave her my card, and she paid for everything. So I was leaving, and she said, thank you for that. And I said, you're welcome. Have a great day. We do things, and we think that nobody's watching. Well, if God's watching, He's watching all the time. So I thank God for allowing me to witness to that young lady, even though I felt bad because it took me that long to pay for the paper towels, but I did pay for them. My conscience is free, and I believe that it helped her as well. Thank you.
That's a powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony. So was it that the cashier just didn't scan it, you think?
No. No, and that's one thing I forgot to tell you. I went through the self-checkout. So my paper towels was down on the rack on the bottom of the cart. They were right down on the bottom, you know, and you just forget. And I just totally forgot. And so, no, I went through the self-checkout.
Gotcha. You know what's so funny? I'll tell a story that's very similar, but it was, I think I've told this story before, but anyway, Sister Lenny and everybody, I was at a Walmart, and you know how Walmart, when you walk in, you have that, I guess, vestibule area, whatever. Sometimes they'll have vending machines there and other things. And then you have the second door where you go into the store. And so I was in that area coming in, and I noticed that this woman ran out. She was just running out. I didn't think anything of it. People are trying to hurry up to work or whatever. And another lady ran out after her. So two ladies just ran past me. I didn't even think anything of it. But the second lady, I noticed her cell phone fell, and I was like, lady. And it went underneath the soda machine. So if you can imagine a man in a push-up position, like I'm doing push-ups, I kind of got down on, and, you know, you can watch these guys do push-ups with one arm. I'm not trying to say I'm all that, but I can at least balance myself on one arm, like with a push-up. And I reached under the soda machine and got the cell phone. And then I was going to try to head out and find the lady. And they were both coming back in, and one just kind of casually had her arm on the other person's arm, and they're walking back in. I said, ma'am, you dropped your cell phone. And she just kind of looked at me, thank you. And, you know, just that was it. So later, I mean, weeks later, I actually went through the checkout, and the opposite happened. I paid for something, but I didn't pick it up. So I paid for something, and then when I went out, I didn't have it. You know, you can leave a bag or something there. And so I went back to Walmart, and I said, listen, I paid for X item, and I left it at the register, and I really need that item. And so they just said, you need to talk to Ginger. I think the girl's name was. You need to talk to Ginger. I'm like, okay, I don't know who Ginger is. I'm thinking Ginger's a manager or whatever. And so one of the people, it wasn't too busy, she took me over, and I saw this lady, she's in plain clothes, and she's talking to some of the Walmart people, whatever, and they say, Ginger, and they said, you can tell Ginger. And I said, well, I left a bag here, but I paid for it. I have my receipt, but I just didn't pick it up. And I'm trying to figure out how in the world is she going to know I'm telling the truth? But all I can do is just ask. And I was praying. And she said, oh, give it to him. He's honest. Just like that. Give it to him. He's honest. And that's it. And I was like, okay, she did that. And I went back to that lady. I said, I'm just a little confused. I mean, I am honest, but how did you know I'm honest? And you know what she did? She said, come with me. And she took me in this room. There was another person in this room. And I'm talking about the whole wall was full of large television, the whole wall. And she typed something up in the computer and showed me myself on one arm, reaching under the soda machine, picking it up. The bottom line is she was asset protection. That's a fancy word for security. And she was chasing a shoplifter when I came into Walmart. And so a lot of people would have just walked off with that cell phone. Because I gave her the cell phone back, she didn't even have to. But what they can do, they can actually, whatever date that's on that receipt, they can find the date and the time, and they can go look on the computer, and they can actually look at the camera and see whether or not you took that item out of the store. And if you didn't take that item out of the store and you left it at the register, they can verify that. So they have that kind of technology. And so even when you walk in places, although people shoplift because they can't see everything, they are watching you. So I just wanted to share that, Sister Lenny, because, people are watching. And I developed a relationship, was able to pass out some tracks to that lady and so on and so forth. That was done in another state. But, yes, people are watching, and it is a blessing when we do the right thing and are honest. So praise God for your testimony. All right, my friend. Was there anything else you wanted to share, Sister Lenny?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Friends, we witness in different ways, as has been manifested with Sister Lenny's testimony and the one I shared. And it is important that in little things we are honest, And now if you do that and the manager says, that's fine, I don't want you to pay for it, hey, that's your choice, because it wasn't that, that they told you you didn't. But in most cases, to say, listen, I took this and I need to pay for it, and it's just somebody that says, like what that the lady that, well, you realize how many people just walk off with paper? No, you need to do the right thing, brothers and sisters. We need to do the right thing. All right, well, God is good. There's no one else in the queue. Remember, you can text 728-2014-29 and just say, call me. And it will call you. Hopefully that will resolve all of our issues as we're trying to get on the broadcast. You can also go to freeconferencecall.com/wall and listen. They call that internet radio. I do not know if you're using internet radio, if you can say anything, but because I just don't know. But there may be something that allows you to do that. That being said, we're turning it over to my wife as we close the broadcast.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And now, Lord, we ask that you will bless us in a special way as we go about working service unto you today. Let us be successful in our efforts. And Father, we want to keep in prayer those that have lost a loved one, the ones that are dear and near to their hearts who have passed on. We ask that you will bless every soul in a special way, giving them strength, joy, and comfort, even during this time of mourning. All who have been affected. We think about our dear mother in Israel, down in Georgia, Mother Mary Winston. We think about the two best friends that she has lost very recently. And we just ask that you would comfort her and their family members as well. And we pray for Sister Lenny. I believe her brother-in-law passed. And we just want to pray for that family and pray for her as she continues to minister to them and to help in any way that you set her day to be for those plans to be done and accomplished. And we want to pray for Sister Ardassa and her family. We know she lost a sister recently. We just ask that you would bring comfort to the family And Lord, we want to keep Sister Kevin in prayer as she travels to this 100th birthday celebration of her mother. And she's going to be there for a couple of months. We just ask that all will be done in accordance with your will. May she be a blessing to the family as they are a blessing to her. And may this mother be able to recognize this 100th year that you have given her life. And may it be truly a blessing for the family members to be able to celebrate this wonderful accomplishment that has been done for her. We ask, Lord, that all will be done in accordance with your will for each of our lives as we serve you faithfully. Help us to draw closer to you, and as we study out your word, allow your Holy Spirit to teach us things even more deeper, giving us more even greater light to your words. Help us, Lord, to grow quickly in these last days with you, because time is surely short and you are soon to come. And we want to be redeemed from this world. Help us to do all we can to be transformed into your beautiful and perfect image. For we pray all these things and other prayers, Lord, that have been silently requested. We ask that they would be honored as well. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.